You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew sleep. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up, forget.
The Bruce Lee of loose leaf. Yeah. The angry one. That's not why we listen to it. It's Rihanna's line in there. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. I get along with the voices inside of my head. Well, you think I'm crazy. Well, life's not fair. Anyway, I'm distracted by that lyric this morning. Good morning to you. But, that's why that's the open for All Marine Radio. When I heard it, I like, that angry, crazy dude is talking to me, man. Because you have all those people in you, especially after you go and participate in a war and all the rest of that. So, anyway, that's why that song opens the show every day. I've toyed about, when I find other ones that speak to me, I think about putting it on a rotator and changing it. Maybe I will someday. But the outro, if you will, the High Life. Yeah. Why that song? Because, you know, even if you come back with trauma and you're scarred by, and you, how can you not be? Look, we're the lucky ones. We got to come home. And what we owe our friends is we owe our friends who didn't come home to live the High Life. Because you are truly back in the High Life, especially being living in the United States. Every opportunity, the whole world sits at your feet if you'll go get it, go get after it. So, anyway, little background on the music, the intro and the outro. Before I tell you what we're gonna do today, on Friday I went to the rededication of the 1st Marine Division colors. I hope you had a chance to listen to Nick War. I met Nick on Friday. I met Nick and a bunch of other people. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome morning. Colleen and I, we head down to Camp Pendleton after I get the show squared away. We're driving down. I noticed Colleen being the fashion, you know, the fashionable person that she is, she's like, got her clean jeans on. Yeah, these don't have any, like, stains or anything on them. And, being 14, that happens. But it's like cool chick jeans with, like, no knees in them. I'm like, yeah, girlfriend, that's not going to work for me. She's like, what? But we're already en route. But we're only like a few minutes en route. And I contemplate turning around. I'm like, no, that's a 10-minute. And no, I'm not doing that. We're already crossed the line of departure. So, right, we're in the attack. We're going. So I just look at her and I just said, really? Really? So we're just going to roll like that to the rededication of the 1st Marine Division, you know, colors? He's like, I didn't know. I like all that. So anyway, I said, okay, I'll take care of it. So we get there, and I have a toggle coat that probably comes to the top of my knees. Saw my 14-year-old daughter, you know, gets to her knees, right? So, yeah, 77-degree weather, sporting a toggle coat. That'll tease her. Sweating her ass off. That's right. Anyway, we get down there, and I see, you know, I still have a lot of friends down there, and which is very cool. Mike Frazier down there, and Brad Lee. Brad, Mike, and I all served together my first deployment to Al Anbar. Brad, it was a fire guy, and I think he was doing civil affairs at the time, too. Mike was, he wound up being the regimental commander for 11th Marines Regiment, one of our artillery regiments, but he was a battalion commander then. And I first crossed paths with Mike at a planning conference for, we were moving these gigantic generators. I told the story before, so I won't tell it in detail here. But anyway, Mike was the battalion commander that it was his, that was going to be his mission. And there were these huge generators, and they could only go like 8-10 miles an hour because of their size. And we brought them in from Jordan, and they were going downtown Baghdad. That's right, in 2004. It's like going 8 miles an hour. Like, what is gonna happen when this generator, we called it the MOAG, mother of all generators, when this MOAG event hits downtown Baghdad at 8 miles an hour? Like, have your earplugs in, Mike, because you're gonna hear it bouncing off your vehicle. So I met Mike. Mike's funny. He's a great guy, great Marine. And he's awesome in meetings, especially when he's running them, because, like, you'll have people that want to talk about stupid shit, and Mike would just, like, cuts them off. But he does it very funny. He's like, all right, Deuce, is that all you got? Because right now you're kind of going sideways on me, and I got to be someplace. And the guy's like, all right, okay, that's enough of you. Three, if your shit's as weak as the Deuce's, I'm cutting you off at the ankle. You understand me? Go. And it makes for fast meetings, but it makes for great comedy. And then when somebody says something crazy, Frazier would just look at him and would say, what the fuck did you just say? Wait, say it again. Am I understanding your English? And he would call people on stuff that was hilarious. And it made for short meetings. Anyway, got a chance to see him. He's always fun. And actually gave Colleen and I his seat. So my thanks to Mike. And then Sergeant Major Bell, the commanding general of the division, is a battle buddy, Eric Smith. He was working current ops in 2004, that same deployment that Mike and Brad were there. Eric was current ops at the division. And Texas A&M guy got shot through the calf in an ambush and was laid up, but still worked with his wound. And I used to go fetch his medications on occasion when he forgot them. Yeah. And then the guy forgets his medication. Now he's the CG of the division. Tell me how that happens. But anyway, got a chance to introduce Colleen to everybody. And, but what's really cool, and then met Nick War after I met Jerry Joes. Jerry Joes, he's a double amputee, so he's in a wheelchair. So, like, I'm looking, there's a guy in a wheelchair, look, that's him, walk over, Jerry, Mike McNamara, hey, Mike, and then, so we're talking, and then, like, a few minutes later, he yells at me, hey, he goes, War's over there. I said, okay, but the ceremony was starting, so after the ceremony, I went up and I introduced myself to Nick War, who you heard on Friday, Charlie 15 guy, raising money for the 5th Marines Vietnam Memorial, and got a chance to talk to him, met his platoon sergeant, who he talks about in the interview, Mother Mullins. Mother Mullins is a platoon sergeant, he says, one of the greatest men that War's ever met. And he gets shot in the head in Hue. Yeah. An RPG comes in the house that they're in, and the explosion blows him out into the street. And then he's shot while he's laying in the street, you know, kind of unconscious from the blast of the RPG. He then gets shot, and everybody thought he was dead. And medevaced him, and he looks good. Sewed his ear back on, put his head back together, and he was so I got a chance to meet him. And some other great guys. But I will tell you, the coolest thing in the rededication thing is, so you're sitting there, and they take all the battle streamers off the division colors. And so, you know, they form their parade, yada, 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 typical military event. Then the colors gets brought forward, Sergeant Major and the CO go out there, and one by one, those battle streamers go back on. And bringing it, most of the time, if, you know, if you certainly can, is somebody who participated in that event. Now, you can't do it for everything, like the Battle of Chapultepec in 1848 or whenever the hell it was. That's a little tough to find participants that are still alive. But, you know, guys from, you know, the Guadalcanal fought in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. You're looking at him going, holy shit. And you see all these guys from Vietnam, from Korea, and you just, and you're drunk on the Blue Diamond. Yeah, you're literally drunk on the Blue Diamond. This storied, historic organization that has written so much military history, as I said, from Guadalcanal to Peleliu to Okinawa, from the Chosin Reservoir to I Corps Vietnam. And you're looking at it going, holy shit, man. And when the national anthem was played and when the Marine hymn was played, you see these guys, and, you know, 70s, 80s, and 90s, snap to the position of attention, right? Thumbs along the seams of their trousers. And you look at it and you're like, this is awesome. This is awesome. I wonder what that guy was like. You know, and there's some big dudes there. And you're like, man, I wonder what he was like when he was a 19-year-old Lance Corporal. And then there was a whole slew of Sergeant Majors there. They took a photo together around the Blue Diamond in front of the CP. It was very cool. And so it's just an awesome day on Friday. But again, it just reminds you of the history and of the Blue Diamond, of what it's meant to the nation and what it still means to the nation. And General Smith got up and gave a great speech about what it was to carry the burden of that history going forward. And it's very cool. Talked about the history, you know, and he points to the audience that you have written. Not that others have written, that you have written that are here today. That history is alive in our heads. It's alive in our hearts when we get about our work because we know our history. In the Marine Corps, we like our history. And so, very cool stuff on Friday. So then Colleen and I got in a car and we came back. We got the two dogs and then we went up and spent the weekend in Sacramento. My sister Susan flew out from Indianapolis where she lives and my sister Peggy living up there now. And I told you before about my sister Peggy and she lost both of her sons in a domestic violence incident over 20 years ago. And life has not, you know, as I said, I don't know anybody who lives with more pain than my sister Peggy. But, you know what, I've never seen her as happy as she is now. So, you know, to me, there's a huge lesson for all of us in there, in that you can overcome it. Because if she can, you can. Trust me. And I heard her say something over the weekend. She didn't even realize. She said, I've got to lose about, now my sister's 61, right? She's about a year and, I don't know, she's probably 15 months older than I am. Maybe more, 16, 17. But anyway, Peggy, she said, I got to lose about 20 pounds. She said, cause I got some living to do. And I just, hearing that, you know, it made my heart happy. You know, and so Colleen and I had a great time up in Sacramento and then drove down yesterday and not too much traffic yesterday on I-5. And I've got a question if somebody can answer it about gasoline grades. So I'm driving up there and normally I'll get, you know, 20 miles an hour, on my driving on the highway in my truck. And then in town I'll get, you know, 15, 16, something like that, which is pretty standard throughout its existence. So I drive up there, and I'm getting 16 point something, right? And then sometimes it's the grade of gas. I know. They pump water in that shit. I'm convinced of it. Anyway, so then I stop halfway up there, and I get gas again. I'm thinking, well, let's see if it moves. It doesn't. It stays the same. I'm like, shit. Is there something wrong with my truck? So now I'm checking oil and shit like that. I'm like, nah, everything's good, man. Everything's good. So what's the deal? So on the way back, so we were there for the weekend, fill up, on the way back, same shit. I'm like, what's going on? Why is this happening to me? So is there something wrong with my truck? It's running great, right? Don't hear anything. And so when I stop to get gas, before I go over the grapevine headed south, I got premium gasoline. I thought, well, let me see if that changes anything. And bigger than shit. Boom. Up to 20 miles an hour, 22 miles an hour. And I'm like, what is that about? So what is that about? Does it have that much of an effect on gas mileage? So anyway, if you know, otherwise I'll call one of my... Oh, shit. Headline on Fox News. Otto Warmbier's father to attend Olympics in South Korea with Vice President Pence. Well, message sending. We haven't forgotten. Wow. That's relatively pointed. So, anyway, I got to figure out the gas thing. A little bit, I won't say disturbing, but it bugs me. Right, that, you know, regular unleaded 87 isn't good enough for my truck. I got to buy the stuff that's a dollar a gallon more because they what have they done? Or is it just, yeah, every once in a while you need to run that gas through your engine to clean it up and things like that? So anyway, good morning to you on a Monday morning. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. Did not watch the Super Bowl, but we'll talk about it a little bit. A buddy of mine, former NFL player, Greg Lotus, joins us, offensive lineman for the New York Jets until he blew out his knee. In the course of the surgery, his knee got infected, and he's walked with a cane since. He and I have done radio off and on for years. He's a great friend of mine. He's a great dude, period. So, and you know, and he's interesting. Greg's smart, smart guy. I want to say he's got an advanced degree in, I want to say, kinesiology. Does a lot of counseling with athletes on motivation, and motivation probably isn't the right word. But how to process what they do to improve their performance. Works a lot with younger kids. Greg's good too, but he pays attention to the business part of it, which I like, and not only the game. And he also pays attention to the Vegas piece of it, which I know he finds interesting, in terms of the different crazy bets that get made and things like that. So we'll talk to him in about 11 minutes. I did not watch a second of the Super Bowl. Haven't even seen a highlight yet. Driving down, and we got home just before halftime, and then I went for a run, and then I missed the day of lifting, so I had to do 2 days of lifting, and didn't really have any time for it. And then I got a book in the mail, my book that I ordered last week, The Sorrow of War by Bao Nin. The guy, the blonde-haired dude in the Vietnam War PBS special by Ken Burns. Here's what I find out about Bao Nin. He's only 5 years older than me. Okay? So I was born in 57. He's born in 52. He enlists in the North Vietnamese Army, I want to say, in 1972, at the age of 15, I think. No, he enlisted in, I can't remember what year it was, but I calculated his age. I want to say he wasn't much older than 15. He joins the 27th or something, you know, brigade of 500, you know, young people, and he's one of 10 that survives the war. So that was waiting for me when I got home, so I was pretty excited about that. So, yeah, so I didn't watch the game. I heard it was a good one, though. And but I mostly didn't watch it because of I needed to send a message to Roger Goodell. I don't dig him, or I don't dig his product, and I want them to fix it. I want them to find a way to be involved in social causes in the country, to use the marketing machine that they built for something positive other than making themselves money, and to stop every time somebody's pissed about something, in my opinion, being disrespectful to the flag. And again, I understand it's their right. I'll re-articulate this. But the reason Martin Luther King did it, he didn't have any other option, man. Boycotting the buses in Birmingham, marching with their arms locked over bridges, right? Doing the protesting, getting arrested. They didn't have any other way of registering on the Richter scale because they were shut out of the media and they were marginalized. So civil disobedience was their only recourse, right? And so that's what bothers me about all this. They have so many better options, yet that's the way they choose to express themselves. So anyway, I felt the need to message send, as I know a whole bunch of my friends did. So, but anyway, we'll talk about the Super Bowl a little bit here. And then Charlie Niemeyer recently left the as a director of the Marine Corps Historical Division. We're going to talk to him about a whole bunch of cool stuff at the Historical Division, how we access it, what he's going to do next. So it'll be fun to have Charlie Niemeyer on. So, and then we'll keep track of events that are ongoing in the world. Just a quick comment on the release of that memo. That memo, and there's going to be others that follow it, without a doubt, is further evidence that there's a problem at the Justice Department and the FBI. And I would say that 99% of the rank and file in those two organizations do what they're supposed to do on a daily basis. But there's people that are in the upper levels of management, and it pains me to think Sean Hannity's right with this whole deep state thing, that there are people there that put their hands on the scale of justice. There are people there that don't live up to their oath. And let me just tell you this. The text messages between those two FBI agents are absolutely positively as unprofessional as it gets. Okay? To think that nobody's ever going to access those, and you're an FBI agent, you know better. To be speaking about cases that you're working on, right, in a non-secure mode, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely positively ridiculous. You know, it's like you're working on something. Just my own experience. You know, I'm working on something for General Mattis in 2004, and somebody calls me up and says, "Hey, Mac, what do you know about this?" Or, "Guy, can you believe that?" "Oh yeah, like, whoa, listen to this shit." You know, really? That's what you do? That's not the way you do it. It's like, yeah, man, let's not go there. All right, next subject. Boom, done with it. Because that's your job. Anyway, I need to get going here or we're going to be late for Greg Lotus. So, good morning to you. Welcome to the program. Great weekend with my youngest daughter, Colleen, hanging out and headed to Sacramento to hang out with my sisters and started off in awesome fashion with the rededication of the 1st Marine Division Battle Colors. So 77th anniversary of the founding division. I know they had a big banquet that night. And so a big thank you to the 1st Marine Division that rolled out the red carpet for everybody down there, to include myself and my daughter. So very, very cool. Special thanks to Mike Frazier and Brad Lee for making sure that I knew what was going on. And then Mike gave me a seat. So So he was in the ceremony, though. So he should have probably given me a seat. Anywho, good morning to you. United States Marine Corps band makes it official. This is dedicated to the Marines of the 5th Marine Regiment who've done such great work raising money. Got a chance to meet a few of them on Friday for the Vietnam Memorial at 5th Marines Memorial Garden. This is dedicated to them this morning. Have at it, boys.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination. Because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Thirty already. Wow. Cloudy and 33 in Quantico. Yeah, we're sun number one makes a living. Sunny and 50 at Camp Lejeune, which is pretty normal. It is a little bit cold in Texas. Clouds and 29 in Granbury, Texas, which is the home of the Gunner. Montana got cold over the weekend. Clouds and 14 degrees. 29 Palms got warm, got normal. mostly sunny, 58 right now. Pendleton, sunny and 45, a little bit colder than normal at Pendleton. Okinawa, clouds dark, 53, so they've cooled off. And Marja, normal. Clear, dark, and 50. Task Force Southwest, good evening to those devil dogs. What's up? Because they listen. That's right. Currently at the home of All Marine Radio, partly cloudy and 51 degrees. Feels like 51, too, with the wind chill. Headed for 74 today. Tomorrow, 70, and on Wednesday, back up to 79. Boom. That's the way we like it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then you're going to hear an explosion, and then you're going to hear Bob Nielsen. So don't touch that dial. Greg Lotus is going to join us next. Former big-time football player, that's right, G-Lo, as he's known to his friends, going to join us. We'll talk about the football game. Happy Monday to you.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug. Home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of life. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.